Our scripture reading comes this morning from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 19 through 23 in the Common English Bible. And if you're following along in our pew Bible, it's on page 734. After King Herod died, an angel from the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Get up," the angel said, "and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. Those who were trying to kill the child are dead." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus ruled over Judea in place of his father Herod, Joseph was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he went to the area of Galilee. He settled in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene.
Many years ago, my cousin Bill and his wife were expecting a baby. And winter weather had hit. And it came time for the baby to be delivered. So Bill rushed in, he picked up his wife, and he rushed her to the car, and they raced across town on the snow-packed streets. As he slid sideways into the hospital, they went past the main entrance, and his wife, Sarah, started screaming at him. She says, "You idiot, what are you doing? That's where we go in." He goes, "No, honey, it says delivery's in the back." Give me a little bit. Come on, I've been sick. Come on. Thanks. That's my friends. Real friends. To tell you how bad I've been sick this past week, my iPad, the nifty thing that I usually check, I sit up here and I check Facebook and I answer emails while you guys are singing, you know, and I post, look at Sadie, I send it out. Ask Adrian. I've sent her an email one day. She asked me one day, she says, "What do you do in church when you're sitting over holding that iPad?" So after church, she walked up to me and she took out her phone and she goes, "You sent me an email." I said, "Yeah, I did. I sent it to her." I said, "I see you." But I forgot to plug my iPad in this week. So I'm without something to hold. So I've got paper and they're numbered. So there's only 19 pages, so nothing to worry about. Big font for all of you that are sitting in the back. If you want to read it, I'll just hold it up here. It's kind of like Kathy's Bible. You see Kathy's Bible, each letter in it's about that big. We were in Bible study the other night, and she was sitting on one side of the fireplace room, and I was on the other side, and she opened it up, and I was sitting across the room reading it to her. I'm like, "Really?" And I've got bad eyes. It's like, today we're talking about Joseph. In my life, I've always suffered with insomnia. I'm a type of guy that 3 hours sleep is a lot of sleep. So I see a whole lot of infomercials. A lot of infomercials. And there was an infomercial on not too terribly long ago that really made me think about my in-laws. Now, I love my in-laws. I have to say that because I know all of you that are friends with my wife will call and tell her that I was talking bad about her parents without her being here. So remember this important fact. I love my in-laws, but they're crazy. My mother-in-law decided to remodel her house several years ago. And she took what was an 1,800 square foot house and decided it needed to have an open floor plan. So she took all the walls out, except the ones around the bathroom. So you have a kitchen, a dining room, two bedrooms, and the living room, all is one. And it gets loud. Then she decided that the laminate floor that people have on their floors looks nice as a ceiling, too. That's the same look I had, Dave. So now it's just a compact little box with 8-foot ceilings, and everything echoes. Now, my father-in-law, he's run heavy equipment his entire life. He's been a farmer. He worked in industry. He can't hear anything. And he sets down from me to Gina away from his TV with it on the standard volume of 45. My mother-in-law goes off to the kitchen, and she takes out pans. And when she takes out pans, it's like handing, we'll use Brighton because we know he's full of energy, hand Brighton a metal spoon and a metal bowl and let him have at it. That's how loud she gets. So when she does that, my father-in-law reaches over and grabs the remote control, and he turns the TV up. Every time she makes a bang, he turns the TV up. And it just keeps getting louder and louder and louder. At Thanksgiving, I had enough. The TV was blaring, my mother-in-law was banging, and my father-in-law was there trying to complain about it. I just walked up, grabbed the plug out of the TV, snatched it out of the wall, and I said, "Really, is there anyone in this room besides me that's not two?" "Well, I can't hear. She's making too much noise." "He's got the TV up so loud, I can't even hear myself cook." You need to hear yourself cook. But the other night on TV, they had these nifty headphones. Now, I don't know what kind of goober would put these on, but you put these headphones on and it sends a signal from your TV to your headphones. And you can watch TV in complete silence. Now, I'm a guy that suffers from insomnia. If I'm up, the rest of the family should be up, right? That's a good plan. Linda's the only one shaking her head no. The rest of you guys, Linda, he's crazy. But at night, I don't make noise. My wife would tell you that I'm an extremely quiet person. Don't let the fat guy in front of you fool you. I can move around pretty quietly. I can walk around in the dark. When I watch TV, my TV's up, not real loud, because I can hear. I listen for things. Now, my wife's going to tell you that I need miracle ear, because, well, we've been married forever. And I have that nifty little switch inside your, Thad, you know what it is, that nifty little switch inside your ear that when the wife talks, you know, it's like, there you go, there you go. And then when you get to Dave's age, it's like, yes, dear. You don't even go, what? You just go, yes, dear. And you just move on, and you don't do it anyway. But see, that's what happens. We have selective hearing. So at night when I can't sleep, there's a lot of times I read. And I've read every John Grisham book ever written, Tom Clancy book. I've read every Louis L'Amour story. I read lots of stuff. But I also read the Bible. And I really study the Bible. It's hard to believe that a preacher will actually pick up a Bible and read one, but I do. And I sit there and I study it. And today's text really talks about listening, listening a lot. And I thought about Joseph. Now, somebody tell me in the Christmas story how cool Joseph is in this whole story. The shepherd boy gets more props than Joseph does. The innkeeper. I've seen an entire play done about the innkeeper. He's the guy that said no. Nobody talks about Joseph. Joseph, who's mentioned only four times in the whole Bible. Joseph, the one who had to tell Jesus when he was a child, don't do that. Because we forget that Jesus came into the world as a crying baby in his mother's arms. We forget that Jesus had to be raised by somebody. Today's text is talking about Joseph listening to God. And I want you to, in your mind, picture this story. You have a dream, and those of us that are parents here, those of us that will be parents someday, I want you to picture this dream. You start thinking someone's coming to kill your child, and you need to flee. How many of us would just think it's a nightmare and brush it off? How many of us would react like Joseph and not even think about what he was leaving. If we read the story of the Christmas story, we realize what? Why were they going to Bethlehem? Anybody in the room? The census. So it was going to be what? A couple of day trip? Wife was pregnant, still had to go because that's the way they did things back then. Had to go there and actually be physically counted. Boy, we did that today. Imagine what kind of chaos we have. Had to go for the census. So they were just traveling temporarily. A baby comes along. That's going to delay the trip a little bit. You know, I don't know much about Mary personally, but I realized my wife, if I told her after she had our 9-pound baby girl or our 13-pound son, look here, hon, you're getting back on this donkey and we're going back across town. I'd still be recovering from the wounds because she would hurt me. So Joseph didn't just up and move Mary back. But when he had this dream, he had this dream that told him, look, somebody's coming to kill your son, Joseph. You're going to have to get up and leave. He never thought about the family he left behind, the stuff that he left behind. He realized the focus of his life was his child. And he knew that his child was going to save your child. And he was going to do everything he had to do to save that child. And we can't even mention him. We can't even talk about him. And I think about this with my preacher mind a little bit about what was going on here when Joseph had this vision, this dream. Kind of like a conversation, wasn't it? You know, an angel of the Lord appeared to him when? Whenever he was engaged to Mary. And he said, hey, guess what? She's pregnant. She's going to have the Messiah. And what did Joseph do? He didn't run, he stayed. Now he has another dream and says, hey, we're going to kill that kid off. What'd Joseph do? He stayed. He protected. He watched over his family. There's a lot of times in life that we need to realize that we have to have that conversation with God where I've heard people over the years say this, you know, preacher, you're really blessed that you talk to God and you've heard God's vision on your life and God's called you to do this. And I've asked them many times, have you not heard God talk to you? Sam, have you heard God talk to you? Paul, you heard God talk to you? We all have. We just don't realize it. We don't realize that God's not going to walk up to us and just stand there and talk to us. He's going to come to us in dreams. He's going to come to us in times of quiet. Times that we slow down long enough to really hear the voice. There's an interesting thing about insomnia. When you first wake up, it's not a gradual wake up. It's a bam. Oh, wow, look. You know, with Tracy, it's like, oh, squirrel. And she's off running. Insomnia, your eyes just pop open. And so you're laying there in bed, and you can hear the compressor motor running on the refrigerator. There's a sound. It's a sound you know. You can hear the ice cube tray dumping. You know that sound. You know, if it's a strange bump down the hallway and you're like my daughter, she immediately thinks it's an axe murderer. And she plays that game that if she doesn't move, he'll never see me. We hear those sounds. But it's because of the quiet that we hear those sounds. I challenge you this afternoon when you're at your house and there's activity going on to listen for the compressor motor on your refrigerator. You won't hear it. You won't hear the ice cube tray dumping because there's noise around you. So you won't hear God because of the noise around you. What you need to find is quiet and allow that conversation that you're having with God to be completed. Because otherwise, when you pray to God, you're having a discussion because you've never heard the reply. You're putting in a request, but not an answer. Because you've never slowed down long enough to listen to God. Joseph slowed down long enough to listen to God, and he heard, "You need to flee. You need to go. You need to protect. God's talking to you all, telling you something that you need to do. You have to slow down to hear it. You've got to find that peace. You can't find the magic headphones on an infomercial to allow the voice to be heard. You can't turn the volume up on the TV super, super loud to hear the voices. You've got to be quiet and listen and allow the miracle that's in your ear to feed you the information." The same thing happens with this blessing here. Lindy, if you'll help me out now. This blessing that we have called the Lord's table. I want you to really think about the night this first meal was ever served and the listening of those gathered in the room. Jesus was at the table, and he did something so powerful that if they weren't quiet, they would have missed. But they listened, not only with their ears, but with their heart.